Thank you, Robin. Now, this week's final set of news stories begins with a young lad peddling his tomatoes. A budding entrepreneur from Sproston is turning his passion for plants into a new side hustle. Jacob Mann, who's 13 years old, decided to turn his love of gardening into a business with his new venture, the Tomato Cart. Jacob, who goes to Sproston Community Academy, said, "I didn't want to do something I didn't enjoy. During lockdown, I started growing things, and my nanny got me a bonsai tree, which I really enjoyed looking after. That led me to collect more plants, and I realized I wanted to do this as a job." Jacob has already been approached by local businesses such as Black Barn Farm and White House Farm, who want him to set up his organic tomato stall outside their shops. He also plans to sell at farmers' markets and car boot sales around Sproston, and even expand to Sheringham, where he has family. To follow his journey, you can check out the Tomato Cart on social media.
A Norfolk-born chef has been knocked out of a cookery competition after making it to the final round of the heats. Harry Kirkpatrick represented the central and eastern region on the BBC's hit show Great British Menu this year. Harry, from Brook, has worked at celebrated establishments including Claridge's in London and the 11 Madison Park in New York, and now works as head chef at Trinity in London, a Michelin-starred restaurant. The first-timer beat out chefs David Taylor and Tom Bateman, who returned after being unsuccessful in 2023. In the final part of the heat, the chefs cooked for the judging panel consisting of chef Tom Carriage, comedian and podcaster Ed Gamble, previous competition winner Lorna McNee, and guest judge Dame Denise Lewis, DBE. After a closely fought battle and a record-breaking heat, according to presenter Andy Oliver, it was Sally Abbey who progressed to the next stage of the competition. Speaking at the end of the show, Kirkpatrick said, "I feel really proud." However, it might not yet be the end of the road for Kirkpatrick, with head chef and judge Tom Carriage saying that he was considering him for the wild card place in the finals.
A Norfolk hospital is hoping to produce 15% of its own energy after installing more than 500 solar panels on the roof. Spire Norwich Hospital in Coney is adding 514 panels as part of a £5.2 million investment in renewable energy. The scheme is part of the private health provider's bid to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2030. The organisation said the Norwich panels, which have recently been fully installed, will generate 15.6% of the hospital's annual electrical needs and reduce the hospital's carbon footprint by 90 tonnes.
The weather phenomena that brought the beast from the east to Norfolk in 2018 is expected to return. The Met Office has forecast a sudden stratospheric warming, SSW, in mid-March, as SSW is a rapid warming between 10 kilometres and 50 kilometres above the Earth's surface, which affects the jet stream and causes temperatures at sea level to drop weeks later. It is exactly what caused the beast from the east that hit the region with heavy snow, sub-zero conditions and widespread disruption in 2018. A Met Office spokeswoman predicted the upcoming SSW will bring a cold snap over the coming weeks, but added she was unable to say exactly how severe the impacts will be this time. It is important to note that not all SSW events are followed by severe weather, and more details on the intensity of the surface weather effects from this event will be available in our weather forecasts.
A Norwich aviation company has been awarded a grant to inspire young people to pursue careers in aviation. Saxon Air received the Gold Award in the Reach for the Sky Challenge Fund, an initiative by the Department for Transport and the Civil Aviation Authority. The latest round of Reach for the Sky funding sees £810,000 awarded to 16 organisations across the UK, with Saxon Air being recognised for its outstanding commitment to aviation education and outreach. Saxon Air's Inspire Outreach programme has been instrumental in engaging young people from all backgrounds. The programme is designed to introduce aviation to students as young as 5 years old through tailored activities that align with their curriculum. Hannah College, HR and Wellbeing Coordinator at Saxon Air, said, "Our Inspire Outreach programme is designed to spark a passion for aviation, offering tailored activities that align with different age groups and connect appropriately to the curriculum. The programme is already being run in local schools, with West Earlham Infant School chosen for the launch of Inspire Alpha due to its location in a highly deprived area. The Inspire Alpha initiative is already making a meaningful impact, with teachers noting a surge in student enthusiasm and a newfound interest in the aviation industry."
People trapped in a lift and a dog biting a staff member are among a litany of accidents recorded in the council's blunder book in the last 5 years. A Freedom of Information request made by this newspaper reveals all of the accidents to have occurred in Great Yarmouth Borough Council-owned buildings between January 2020 and January 2025. 11 of the noted incidents occurred at the council's town hall headquarters in Hall Plain in Great Yarmouth. It was at the town hall where trapped staff were forced with no option other than to prise the doors open to a trapped lift. The incident occurred in August 2022, and the council says it has taken action by putting a list of porters' telephone numbers up in the lift so people have an emergency contact should anybody become trapped again. In January 2020, in the town hall, one member of the staff burned his hand while trying to open the door, carrying a tray of hot drinks. Action taken was that a new drink tray was to be purchased and used, and a second person to open for the person carrying the drinks. At the Catalyst in February 2024, a former business hub based in the Conge, one member of staff had his hand bitten by a dog. The dog also scratched their glasses and face. Action was taken, and it was decided dogs will not be allowed in the office. A spokesman confirmed that the policy was informal guidance for that particular office only after the incident.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it all in a postbox. Don't forget, you don't have to pay any postage at all. The postal service is free. As some of our listeners are now using smart speaker devices such as Alexa, you can listen to Chatterbox using these. If you haven't used the device before, say, "Alexa, enable talking newspaper skill." You can then say, "Alexa, play Chatterbox," or "Alexa, play Chatterbox Just Talk." I've probably turned on Alexas all over Norwich now, but anyway, full instructions for enabling an Alexa are on the Chatterbox website under Other Ways of Listening.
Our thanks go to the whole team, over a dozen loyal volunteers, who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorse, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, what you have enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. Please keep listening for the Chris Skinner feature, which will follow on from this recording. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So, it's goodbye from us both.
Goodbye.